The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Mick Mulvaney is the former chief of staff for the former president, Donald Trump, and he joins me now. Mick, as always, you're very welcome to the show, and it is good to talk to you. Before I ask about, I suppose, your assessment or interpretation of what happened in Mar-a-Lago last night when the FBI turned up at Donald Trump's home and raided the home, as he described it and his son described it, and got into his private safe, you might just catch some of our listeners up. Why is this happening? What is all this in relation to?
Kieran, thanks for having me back. I believe I owe you an apology. I may have identified you as one of your competitor stations last week when I was on, and I'm sorry about that. So good to be here. Here's the situation. The president is under investigation from a couple of different sources. He's under investigation by Congress, the January 6th committees looking into the events surrounding the riot of the Capitol on that day, January 6th in 2020. That's a political investigation. It has no real legal standing. It could be bad for the president politically, but it doesn't have the ability, for example, to throw him into jail. We've learned just in the past couple of weeks that the president is also under investigation by the Federal Department of Justice. Very high-ranking members of the Trump White House have been called before a criminal grand jury under subpoena to testify, we assume, regarding the events of January 6th. So we knew there was an investigation going on. What we learned late last night, however, was that it was actually a search warrant issued by a federal judge that gave the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, the right to go into Donald Trump's home in Florida. He's not there, by the way. He's in New Jersey. To go into his home to look for things. There's a very, very high standard the government has to show to be able to do that in my country. They have to be able to show a judge that there's probable cause that a crime has taken place, probable cause that there's evidence around that crime at a particular place, and that there is a likelihood that that evidence will disappear if the Fed, if the government can't get its hands on it right away. And that's apparently what the Department of Justice convinced a judge of, which is what gave them the right to go into the president's house. If that happens to you or me, it's serious. If it happens to the president, it's probably even more serious, because I've got to think the standard that would permit a judge, the mental sort of state that a judge would have to have in order to say, yeah, you get to go into the former president's house, is extraordinarily high.
So given that, given the bar is set so high, how do we interpret the decision by the FBI to turn up at his house?
Well, it's one of two things, really. Either the Department of Justice has completely lost its mind and has decided to be a purely political element, or it's looking for something extraordinarily serious. By the way, don't dismiss that first possibility. Keep in mind. And Donald Trump will waste no time reminding this to people, but this is true statements. This Department of Justice lied to another judge about him in order to investigate him during the Russia investigation in 2016 and 2017. This Department of Justice also lied to the media about the whereabouts or the existence of Hunter Biden's laptop that had a bunch of incriminating evidence on it. So this Department of Justice has lied recently, and I suppose it's possible that it's happening again, which would simply empower Donald Trump and continue to divide the nation politically. Or the Department of Justice could have gotten its act together and said, look, we know we're under an intense scrutiny. We know we've screwed up in the past. It's time to really be serious now, and we are going to dot all of our I's and cross all of our T's, because we've got really good evidence that we need to get out of Mar-a-Lago, so let's go get that.
And do we know, or is there any whisperings about what that evidence might be? I know there's been talk of these documents or boxes of documents that were whisked away from the White House after Trump left, which I think shouldn't have been moved. They're meant to all kind of go into the National Archives.
They are, and we all know that. It's one of the many, many rules that governs the operation of a West Wing. I used to run the West Wing for 15 months, so we all knew about the document retention requirements. Keep in mind, it's everything. If the Federal Bureau of Investigation was going in to find some documents that established communications between the White House and the right-wing extremists who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, that is one thing, and it is a serious thing. if the Department of Justice, FBI, went into the president's house and found the menu of the dinner that the president had with the Taoiseach when he visited in 2019, that's something entirely different. Both of those documents, conversations with right-wing extremists and menus from dinner, are covered by that document retention law. So it just depends on what they think they were going to look for.
But one assumes, you're right, the possibility, of course, exists that the Department of Justice are engaged in politics here, and they haven't been immune from it in the past. But just for the moment, let's assume it's the latter option, that there is something serious that they are looking for. It's unlikely to be the dinner menu from his meal with the Taoiseach.
No, I agree. And that's why I say, if they're doing their job properly, they're not looking for the dinner with the Taoiseach. They're looking for exactly what you've just described. But you can't dismiss the possibility that this is just another example of them engaging in a political assassination attempt. I hope it's not. I really hope that they are looking for something real, because that would reaffirm my confidence in the system. If they really didn't have anything serious that they thought they could find, or that they find inside the residence, that's going to make things in this country even worse, because it's going to empower the president, President Trump, to say, the government is now fully politicized. The government is now fully Democrat. If you're a Republican, look out, because they're coming to get you next. And we don't need that. And I certainly hope the Department of Justice hasn't helped contribute to that that debate in this particular raid.
Yeah, regardless of outcome, I mean, it seems like a very serious turn of events, doesn't it? Because either, as you say, one of two things has to happen. We either learn at the end of all of this that this was politics at play, or indeed Donald Trump does have some incriminating evidence locked away in a safe in Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, that's a great way to put it, Mark. That's a great way to put it. That is why this is so serious. Either it's the most egregious political assassination attempt by my own government against a political leader in history, or it's the most significant criminal investigation into a president in history. Keep in mind, not even Nixon had his home raided. Not even Nixon was charged with a crime. President Trump has not been charged with a crime yet, but clearly if you're subpoenaing your inner circle and you're sending search warrants for documents, things are moving in that direction. So you're right, and I think that's a good way to look at it. Last night was a watershed event one way or the other. It just remains to be seen which way it shakes out.
And how is the nation reacting to it? Is it the typical reaction? Is it along party lines?
As of right now, it is. I mean, as you know, I've been critical of the president regarding his actions on January 6th. I've been supportive of the work that the committee has been doing. But I also here am waiting to see what happens. I think that's what the country is doing. Right now, to answer your question, is this: the country is retreating into its camps. There's part of the country that doesn't care. There's part of the country that thinks Donald Trump is the target of a political assassination. And there's part of the country that thinks Donald Trump is guilty and should be thrown in jail. And none of this activity in the last 24 hours has changed that. Mm. You hope that it changes once the Department of Justice comes forward with the evidence that they think that they have found, or they claim they were looking for.
Well, you, I'm sure, will be in contact with some of your former colleagues from the West Wing, Mick. I mean, are they bullish these days, or, you know, is there a sense that there's a little bit of nervousness about what might come out in the wash?
No, it's a really good question, and it's sort of a wait and see, which is part of us hope that it's serious, because we want to have faith in the institutions. We don't believe that anybody should be above the law in our country, but we also don't believe that people should be targeted because of their political persuasions. The cynic in me would say, look, the Department of Justice lied about Trump to another court. There was no penalty for that. They lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. There was no penalty for that. So what's to stop them from using this as another political step, because they don't anticipate any penalty for that at all? I hope that's not the case. And I think that's consistent across most of the mainstream of both parties right now. The far right is convinced it's politics. The far left is convinced that Trump is evil and criminal. And the middle of the country is waiting to see, is this a serious thing because it's a political assassination attempt, or it's a serious thing because the Federal Bureau of Investigation just raided a president's home?
Well, listen, more twists to come, I'm sure, in this tale before we reach a conclusion. And Mick, we will touch base with you as they crop up, I have no doubt. Mick Mulvaney is a former chief of staff for Donald Trump, of course.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.